We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
It's time for a Bent News update on the Dark Doc Media Network. I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know, you must. Amen. Or something. Metallica, top of the stack. Their new album, 72 Seasons, out Friday. And they just finished a four-night residency on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Ah!
This is their album, 72 Seasons. It comes out Friday. Here with the epic song of monster proportions, Master of Puppets, Metallica!
And on Wednesday night, they tore it up with an eight-minute ripper of Master of Puppets. I can't wait to listen to this album all the way through today.
72 seasons, and that equals 18 years, in case you didn't know. Somebody go check to see what happened 18 years ago. Real concern in the rock and roll world this week is George Thorogood and the Destroyers abruptly canceled their upcoming tour. And they say that there's an undisclosed, very serious medical condition. That's how they referred to it. And that George is going to be recovering for a while. We're wishing the best for him and for Billy and Jeff, too.
Absolutely. Get well soon, George. You are a rock and roller.
Marcus, I laughed out loud this week when I saw what the title to Geddy Lee's autobiography was going to be.
Can you believe he titled his autobiography My Effin' Life? Oh, my goodness.
Actually, what? I can.
I mean, these dudes do have some of the best senses of humor in rock and roll, without a doubt. They're intelligent, they're smart, they're funny.
Out in November, just in time for holiday gift giving, My Effin' Life. I don't know if you'd noticed, but there'd been a lot of attention lately to members of the Talking Heads and to the movie Stop Making Sense. Little did we all know that there was a search on for the original negative, and they came through and found it, Marcus.
And I'm so glad, because they're going to restore it into 4K. And it's going to be re-released theatrically. I remember seeing it when it was new at the Ogden Theater in Denver, Colorado, with my friends in high school. And we saw it a couple of times when it played there because it was so great. This movie is a must see for any rock and roll fans. A great concert movie.
Iconic. Stop Making Sense. In the highest definition possible. Coming soon. You know, you're starting to make an impact in the rock and roll world when you announce a new album and it becomes an event. And that's what's happening with Greta Van Fleet announcing a new album called Starcatcher this week.
Put it underneath the master. I've been waiting for so long. Final day. It's my time to go home, and I'm taken, by the madness, and I'm tripping, and I'm touching.
Looking forward to hearing their new album. It's fun watching young bands like this grow and evolve, and They've got a huge younger fan base, and I'm looking forward to seeing this fan base and this band all grow together.
The first track that's out now, Meeting the Master, you're starting to hear it on your local radio for sure. Look for the full album on Lava Republic, July 21st. Greta Van Fleet, baby.
Hey, Marcus.
Yes.
There was a video app that you could get all your metal on in one place. It was kind of like a Netflix for heavy metal. What should we charge you each month?
Charge me the number of the beast in pennies.
It's coming, Marcus. It's called Thunderflix, and it's going to have all the shit we love on video all in one place. No more searching around for it.
Yeah, some wild live shows are going to be part of this, like Slipknot's Day of the Gusano live in Mexico, Black Sabbath, The End, Rage Against the Machines live at Finsbury Park. You have Bruce Dickinson's Scream for Me Sarajevo in there as well. And there's so many great live metal shows and documentaries and videos, and that will all be in one place.
I've been seeing a lot of reports in the press about Tobias Forge recording all kinds of classic rock songs, and I'm wondering, what the heck is he up to? Well, it turns out there's going to be an EP called Phantomine. His comment, it casts a glimpse as to where I want to go.
This is a wild EP. They have Television See No Evil, which you have to listen to their music. Some fantastic music out of Television if you haven't caught them. Genesis's 1992 tune, Jesus, He Knows Me. They release it on Easter. That is wild. The song that caught my attention the most was Hanging Around, a Stranglers cover, because that is a deep cut on the Raddus Norvegicus album. Their first two singles on that album, Peaches and Get a Grip on Yourself, were the ones that made noise. I can't wait to hear what they do with the Stranglers.
It sounds like he's putting on a new skin and trying it out. Can't wait to hear it myself. Marcus, remember the guitar in the Hot for Teacher video? The guy's all in those schmaltzy tuxes and down front, Eddie's wailing away, right?
Oh, yeah, that video's classic.
Well, it's going on the auction block.
I'm curious as to what that guitar is going to pull in, because that is a classic, legendary guitar.
Let's first follow the path of what brings it to the auction block, and then maybe we can assess that, okay? First, Eddie gave the guitar to a retiring drum tech who was a friend, Greg Emerson, okay, back around 1990. Then he gave it to his nephew, who eventually sold it to Niels Music. That's in Huntington Beach, California. They then sold it to its current owner, who is now working with Sotheby's to put the instrument, iconic as it is, up at auction. Now, a reminder, it was in the Van Halen video for Hot for Teacher, and they're thinking that now it could go for $2 to $3 million for one of Eddie's guitars. But one of the big ones. Let's dig into a Bent News tour update. Sting announcing he's going to hit North America here in 2023. And how ironic, we've been working on an episode about the Police coming out in just a few weeks here on the Imbalance History of Rock and Roll.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
The Sting Tour is called My Songs World Tour, and he's going to begin the trek September 1st in Vienna, Virginia, and conclude it in October in Rogers, Arkansas.
I guess My Songs World Tour says it all, and if you're a fan, go and enjoy. Sting, back on the road for those of us in North America. I went to the last Peter Frampton tour because I wanted to see and feel that one more time. And in his retirement, apparently his guitar playing health has been rejuvenated. I heard he was going to play a few shows, but this is an actual theater tour. People can see him all across America, starting in June, all summer long. Peter Frampton, on the road, feeling a whole lot better, apparently. Fans of Dream Theater excited because they're hitting the road this summer. Just got this one as we were getting ready to go to press.
They're going to be on the road with Devin Townsend and Animals as Leaders. And Animals as Leaders is an absolute sick band. Tosin Abasi is the guitar player, and he is insane. They're going to be doing a tour that begins June 16th in Austin, Texas, and it wraps up July 26th in Phoenix, Arizona, and they will be traversing the country and Canada. If you like prog, go check this lineup out. You will have a blast at this show.
We keep getting reports from the Dolly Parton Rock and Roll album sessions. The latest, Dolly, John 5. John 5, Dolly. More and more details keep emerging, and we'll keep you updated here in the Bent Newsroom. Unfortunately, man, regular discussions about people we've lost has been part of the podcast and part of the Bent News update.
It's been part of regular conversation with all music lovers.
Graham Nash, in an interview recently, gave a little bit more about the passing of David Crosby, his dear friend for all his adult life, really. He was saying Crosby was getting ready for a show with a full band and rehearsing and felt a little sick, had COVID once, and suspected he might have contracted it again. So he went home, decided to take a nap, but he never woke up. Died in his bed. And Graham said, "That is fantastic." Because, you know, there's so many horrible ways that we can go out of this world. Caring for a loved one. Part of the next story, too, here on the Bent News Update. Little did we know, Marcus, John Lydon has been caring for his wife, Nora Forster, for quite some time now. She passed away on April 5th after years of living with Alzheimer's at age 80. And I wonder if she didn't say something to John like, "Now get out there and fucking tour," because they've announced a new album, including the song Hawaii, a love letter to Nora. It's touching, Marcus.
Yeah, that's the song that Lydon released in his bid for Eurovision 2023. Beautiful song.
The new album, End of the World, their 11th. It's been 8 years. It'll be out August 11th. And they have a European tour starting in Greece and running throughout the UK on into October. If you're over there, go see them. Well, we talked about losing Nora Forster, but that's just the beginning of this week's Rest in Peace section. John Regan, an accomplished bass player, who I met when he was touring with Ace Frehley and who played with Peter Frampton for a long time, passed this week. It's a long list of artists and albums and touring that John worked on, but his friend Peter Frampton really had the best words about the man. There might only be a handful, if that, of people who come into your world and truly enrich your life. I have lost one of my closest buddies. He certainly enriched my life because of the person and the great player he was. John Regan was the best of us. He went out of his way to help people when things weren't right. It didn't matter who you were, prince or pauper. That kind of guy. And you know, his smile always projected that, Marcus. Prominent guitarist Ian Berenson passed away this week at age 69, most well known for his participation in the Alan Parsons Project and for playing with other artists like Kate Bush.
Yeah, a great guitar player who also played live with Eric Clapton, Sting, Neil Diamond, Joe Cocker, Mick Fleetwood. Quite an impressive resume and quite a heck of a guitarist. He played on Kate Bush's first four albums, Wuthering Heights, The Kick Inside. And the guitar on that was always beautiful. Kate Bush's music, wonderful. So big loss in rock and roll.
This next loss that we have to report, Marcus, isn't even musical. It's cultural. It's iconic. The great Al Jaffe was 102. Passed away this week. Part of the Mad Magazine Brain Trust, if you want to call it that, that brought it all to our magazine shelves and our bookshelves. Marcus, you were showing me some of your Mad magazines just before we started today's broadcast. He was one of the guys who stirred up all the trouble. If you were an anti-establishment person in the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s, apparently, they were the people for you at Mad Magazine. And one of Jaffe's most iconic inventions was the fold-in feature. Oh, so many visual gags taken to the nth degree of bad taste in Mad Magazine.
Yeah, one of the reasons I subscribed to Mad Magazine as a kid was because of the fold-ins. There is no doubt about it. And I think Al Jaffe taught us one of the ways to live a long life, and that is to laugh a lot.
My name is Al Jaffe, and I'm a journeyman cartoonist. I found my passion for drawing when I was very, very young. I like to do cartooning and sometimes illustration because that's the thing that I really enjoy immensely. Yeah, I have a certificate that I received on my 95th birthday from the Guinness Book of World Records that I am the longest working cartoonist in history.
He laughed a ton and made us laugh tons.
Did this ever happen to you? You'd be laughing, no, cackling out loud, and your mother would say from the other room, "What are you doing in there?"
Oh, all the time.
Me too. Thanks, Mr. Jaffe. Rest in peace. A couple of new releases hitting the bin real quick. On the 12th of May, Dropkick Murphys' Okama Rising. On the 19th of May, Dave Matthews Band Walk Around the Moon. Looking forward to that one. As well as June 1st, the release of Avenged Sevenfold, Life is But a Dream, Sweetheart.
That album was put together based on the writings or influenced on the writings of Albert Camus. And I would love to talk to them about that because I've read five of his books.
Camus?
Yeah, big fan of his work.
Can you Camus too?
I can. I can canoe in a Camus. Can you canoe in a Camus?
Monday Punk Rock Month continues with a re-release of last year's episode about the goddamn Sex Pistols.
This band made so much noise when they started out and really lit the fire and blew the bomb up that started punk rock and made noise. So check this episode out. It was a lot of fun to put together, and there's some great information about this band.
Also ironic that this week we have the announcement about Nora, Public Image Limited, their album and tour, all as we're getting ready to unleash the Sex Pistols once again on the Imbalance History Podcast. Punk Rock Month, week 3. And that's going to do it for this Bent News Update, Marcus. From the Dark Doc Media Studios, I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And you know when you need to know.
Get bent, you will.